do you wrong? Have you no sweetheart? Have you no home? I had a sweetheart long, long ago. Why we were not wed, you soon will know. Listen to my story, I'll tell it all. I broke her heart, pet, after the ball. After the ball is over, if you could read them all, many's a fond hope that's vanished after the fall. No lights were shining in the big ballroom. Softly the organ was playing a tune. Kissing my sweetheart as lovers can. Down went the glass, pet, broke in the fall. Just like my heart was after the ball. After the ball is over, just at the break of dawn, after the dance is ended and all the stars are gone, many's the heart that's aching. If you could read them all, many's a fond hope that's vanished after. Gone by, I have not wed. True to my first love, though she is dead, she tried to tell me, tried to explain. The letter ran, that's why I'm lonely, no home at all. I broke her heart then, after the ball. After the ball is over, just at the break of dawn, band is ended and all the stars are gone, many's the heart that's aching. If you could read them all, many's the fond hope that's vanished after the ball. Many's the fond hope that's vanished after the ball.
Thanks very much. We're going to do a little poem now into a song, another winter love song. And the poem is called Summer Is By. And actually, I got two. This was in a Christmas card I received. Well, I got two Christmas cards. This one was from my mum, who's quite nice. And the other one is from my brother, who's not. And the Christmas message he gave me this year was, I opened it, I had a little snowstorm on the front and a small dog looking like it was kind of in trouble and adrift. And when I opened the card, it said, "You're born in pain, you live in fear, and you die alone. Merry Christmas, Johnny." So this song reflects our joy and misery during the festive season. And Summer Is By William Souter. Summer is by, and there's nae mair to tell. Stark on the brae, the stag's bell and the drift blows out of the sky. Summer is by, and gulls frae the waves life o'er with glaistered wing, and cry through the swithering flur of the ending. And in their wrack, the brackens lie black where they fell. There's nae mair to tell. Summer is by.
John Cunningham. Thank you. Hey, how about that? A little, quite one of the young, talented bands coming out of Ireland now. And it's songs from their album, Transformed. And it's the tune is Dowd's Number 10. So before that, we had Johnny Cunningham and Susan McCown, The Snow That Melts the Soonest, from their Songs for the Winter Season. Appropriate for today's, I guess, kind of first snow, isn't it? First blizzard. Ooh. not really, but measurable snow. And then we had Shameless Begley and Stephen Cooney from their CD Methyl, and Arcady After the Ball with the lovely sweet voice of Francis Black, and then Van with the Coney Island. This is Pat in here tonight, a shoulder gale. Somebody's in here every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 o'clock, and I have the privilege tonight of spinning some tunes or telling you some stories, or no, actually I'm not going to tell you stories, but what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to tell you some up-and-coming events here. I'm just going to pull out the Celtic Connection and tell you about some things coming up. Before I get to Roger Harris' column, does such a fantastic job every month that, you know, just makes it easy for everybody, and especially in the local scene here. Roger Hara, it just does just a remarkable job in the community. I don't know how he gets around the way he gets around, but, boy, we're blessed to have him. The Boulder session group that's at Connor O'Neill's every Sunday evening, have been for buku years, they have their second CD coming out, and they have a CD release party next Sunday, and so they usually start coming in there, I think around 5 or 7 in the evening, that they start pouring into the place and getting seated and getting sorted out. And I think music officially starts around 7 p.m., but I'll probably be getting early there next Sunday for the big festivities. So, and you can get a copy, obviously, of the CD. So it should be just a blast there, Connor Neal's, this coming Sunday at 7 o'clock for the Boulder Sessions new CD, and it's called Next Sunday at Connor's. Okay, and over here at Roger Harris' column, every month in the Celtic Connection, he's got his Kilter Notes. It's news from the Rocky Mountain music scene. So I'll just fire down the list here and give you some of the up-and-coming events. Brian Clancy, he'll be at the Irish Snug on the 21st. The Augusta Arts presents the Celtic or Colorado Women's Choral show titled Celtic Dreams with Jennifer Ferguson and the Wick School of Irish Dancers and the Cherry Creek High School Girls Choir. And that will be on the 13th at 7:30 p.m. at Augustana Lutheran Church on East Alameda in Denver. The Michael Collins Pipe Band has been going through a number of fundraisers to get to Ireland. They're to play there in March. They're invited to be in a parade. So, and the next one is coming up on the 28th at the Shebeen Pub in Aurora. The Mountain Road Cayley Band will be playing up at the Margarita at the Pine Creek. The Margarita at Pine Creek in Colorado Springs on the 20th. Avernine, they're around a lot. Popular bands, and did a lot of festivals this summer. There are Katie Mullins there on the 13th and 20th and 27th at 9 o'clock, Katie Mullins in downtown Denver. They'll be down in Springs on our friends, the Celtic Showdown at KRCC, public radio down there. Michelle and Steve do a great job with their show there on Sundays, and they'll be down. And so Avernine will be down there next Sunday playing in the studio at 10:30 a.m. So live gig there on the radio. Kindred Spirits plays at Stella's on the 15th at Stella's Coffee House in Denver. And the Bedlam Boys are at the Beerworks Brewery in Woodland Park on the 19th on Kilkelly. It's up at Cripple Creek. Hey, that's hey, it reminds me of a tune. Good name for a song, right? Kilkelly will be up at Cripple Creek High School band fundraiser tomorrow night. And a few other things going on. Glenn Hansard's going to be at the Paramount November 16th. You know Glenn from the Frames when he's rocking, and the show Once on his more acoustic side of things. There's a big thing going on this weekend, and down in in Springs, down at the Broadmoor World Arena. It's the Colorado Military TAP 2. Yes, that's TAP 2 as in TAPTOO. And that's this Saturday. There's two shows, one at 3 p.m. and one at 7:30 p.m. at the Broadmoor World Arena. If you want some more information, you can go to heroshow.org. That's hero, H-E-R-O, show, SHOW.org. And there's two shows this Saturday. A lot of pipe bands, and there'll be some dancers and a choir. There'll be military bands and other bagpipe bands. It should be a real, real moving thing. It's the second year that they're doing this, and I guess it was just fabulous last year. So, a lot of fun going on there for you. A little later, right on the 1st, speaking of Colorado Springs, an Irish Christmas. It's going to be down at the Pikes Peak Center there. A lot of dancing, and it's kind of going to be, a lot of the traditional music and dance and holiday activities that go on in Ireland. So that's December 1st at 7 o'clock p.m., And then the next night, they're down at the Paramount in Denver. So, as I'm flipping through, the Winter Solibration is December 19th, and that'll be the 30th annual Winter Solibration is going to be Saturday, December 19th in Denver, at the Sons of Italy, and that's all kinds of fun stuff going on. I mean, from Mummer's Play to the juggling to the Morris dancers and storytelling, and of course, Chris Kermit is the founder and force behind that, and just a fantastic Hall of Fame dance instructor. So he'll be there helping everybody around who feels like dancing. I think everybody will when they're there. It's kind of real festive and fun, and nobody cares how you dance. It's just all fun dancing around the hall and that. So it's a great time, and that's December 19th, Winter Solibration. If you want more information on that, you can go to wsolstice.org. That W would be for winter, wsolstice.org, and get some more information. All right, well, let's get some more. Wait a second. One more thing here I just see here. Just Celtic Connections, jam-packed with great great ideas. Irish Spirit Weekend is November 14 and 15, so it'll be this Saturday and Sunday, at the Calvary Baptist Church in Denver on East Girard. If you want more info on that, go to irishspiritweekend.com. That's irishspiritweekend.com. All right, I better just close this Celtic Connection because I'll just keep reading away. All right, well, let me put something up here. A friend of mine, a friend of ours, I guess, is back in town. I mean, many of you know Cindy Reich, and she, like Carl, who's been a big mentor and friend, Carl Cumley, who started Schultegale, founder of Schultegale, and of course is the anchor to the show. Cindy, I've known Cindy is about as long as I've known Carl, and she's always been a mentor as well, exchanging music and just a joy to be around. And who knows, maybe one of these days we'll try to drag her in the studio here and play some of her tunes. But right now, I've got a bag full of music, so I'm going to keep playing.
When I was a young fella, about 11 or 12, one place we used to go was called Ballincollig Castle. It was the most beautiful place. We'd get together in the morning, round up the bicycles. Myself, Dave Murph, Johnny Isaac, Davy Isaac, Brendan Holland, maybe Richie Leonard, Jimmy O'Hay, and we'd ride out of town. Bozo the dog running along behind the bicycles in case we got attacked. He was a massive dog. Nobody knew who owned Bozo, but he'd follow those Isaac boys to the ends of the earth. Anyway, we'd stop at the shop and we'd ride out of town, out into the countryside. Well, the sun would be shining, the birds would be singing, out the Ballincollig, up the back road, past the mill, down the hill, through the gap, and there, three fields across, there she stood. Beautiful Ballincollig Castle, all shining in the morning sunlight. All gentle and noble, like an ancient castle from a fairy tale. Well, we took the castle. We defended the castle. We fought and died for Ireland in Ballincollig Castle. We climbed the tower. We lit the fire. Ladies and gentlemen, then the sun climbed high up into the sky and fell down the other side. And that day ended, and the following day ended, and time went by. And next thing, incredibly, unbelievably, I grew to be a man. And I forgot all about that time in Ballincollig Castle until one day I happened to be out that way. I happened to have some time on my hands. I thought I would go and visit the old castle and see how things stood with her. Well, I drove in my car, out to Ballincollig, up the back road, past the mill, down the hill, looking for the castle. No sign of any castle. Out the road, back in the road, I met a man by the side of the road. Where's the castle? Ah, he said, it's very hard to get to it now, he said. Over there, behind the trees. Because, ladies and gentlemen, a great forest of houses had grown in all the fields around Ballincollig since I was a boy. And a great forest of thorn trees had grown all around the old castle itself. Well, I fought my way through the thorns, and scratched and bleeding, I stumbled at last on the old keep. And there she stood, as beautiful as ever. Beautiful Ballincollig Castle, all shining in the morning sunlight, all gentle and noble, like an ancient castle from a fairy tale. About a million crushed and battered beer cans, shining like gold and silver in the morning sunlight, all around her feet. Anyway, I walked around and the memories came rushing back. I was wondering what happened to lads. I climbed the tower and I fell into a dream. And there, in the topmost turret of the topmost tower of Ballincollig Castle, I saw the most beautiful woman you have ever seen lying there on a bed of roses. She opened her eyes. John, she said, I thought you'd never get here. I know, I said, life's been tough, but here I am now. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, at that exact second, a freezing, chilling, knifing, a bitter wind blew through the cold stone, glassless windows of the tower, and I turned around, and she was gone. Inside in a pub in town, and I was introduced to this woman. We were introduced by a poet called Diarmaid O'Dolig. I recognised her instantly as the woman I had glimpsed in my vision in the tower. After that, ladies and gentlemen, we got to know each other, and then eventually we fell in love, slowly but surely. After that, we lived together for a long time. Together, we lived happily ever after. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. If there's any lies in it, they can stay there now. All I got for it was a pair of silver wings, a golden crown, and a place in heaven.
to you, my own true love. I am going far, far away. I am bound for California, and I know that I'll return someday. So fare thee well, my own true love, for when I return, united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee. I have shipped on a Yankee sailing ship. Davy Crockett is her name, and Burgess is the captain of her, and they say that she's a floating hell. So fare thee well, my own true love, for when I return, united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee. I could remain, for I know it will be a long, long time before I see you again. So fare thee well, my own true love, for when I return, united we will be. It's not but my darling, when I think of thee. So fare thee well, my own true love, for when I return, united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee.
All right, wow. That Tommy Fleming, he's got quite a voice, isn't he? He just has... He was here a long time ago with Phil Coulter as a guest singer. And, man, I tell you, I'll always remember that. And to this day, I think he's just such a brilliant voice. He really can put some emotion in some songs, and I tell you. All right. Well, that, speaking of emotions, that we started out with Johnny Spallone there. And... beautiful Ballycollig. I mean, about a castle there in Cork, his hometown. And man, I tell you, I mean, it just kind of, you sit there listening to the lyrics, and you know, it kind of brings me back to my childhood. You know, at this time of year, I think too, you know, the kind of the fall, going into the holidays. You know, you kind of think back, you know, back in, you know, your school days, or you know, and your buddies, and you know, where do they all go? I mean, you know, some of them might be in contact with, but some of them go, whatever happened to Billy and to so-and-so and so-and-so. But anyways, I love the sentiment to that song. Johnny is a great Irish songwriter, you know, in the current crop of songwriters. That one comes off as his CD called My Dark Rosaline and the Island of Dreams. Huh? How about that for a title? Then there was Anna, Miley's Revenge, from their CD called First Footing. Let's see, we got about another 10-15 minutes with you tonight. The next song I'm going to put on, I think we'll put on a couple regional artists here. We talked about the military tap 2 going on Colorado Springs this Saturday, two shows down there. It's a tribute to our heroes, and of course this is Veterans Day today, so it's a good time of the year to highlight that, and you know, thank our veterans and our military heroes. So we're going to put on, since there's going to be a lot of bagpipes, let's put on something with some bagpipes first. Celtic Legacy, a local regional band here. So let's give them a little play, okay?
We'll be right back.
the feather.
Go with Capper Cayley, and prior to that we had a local band, Averine, mentioned some of their play dates around town this weekend, and of course we started that with some bagpipes and fun stuff from Celtic Legacy. That song was called Cork Hill, and we're getting close here now. Probably got another 3 minutes till we have EC and Musical Mundi coming up. So that's always, she puts on a great show. So stay tuned to KGNU. That's KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. Streaming live at KGNU.org. And, you know, it's got up there Nederland, translator K229 AC. At 93.7 megahertz. I'm not repeating that. You can go to KGNU.org. All right. Remember, this weekend we've got the Boulder session. their CD release party at Connor O'Neill's up in Boulder. So try to get up there and support their new CD and just have a good time with them. They've anchored that session there. It's been the longest running session in the Denver Boulder Metro. So and they do some awesome stuff. A lot of bands have come out of that session, and there should be some really, really good talent there this Sunday, and you know, just stop in and relax. I mean, they should be piling in probably early, around 5 people come in, getting seats, having dinner, all that kind of stuff. If you like, you don't have to, but the music is scheduled to start at 7. I bet you it starts early tonight or Sunday night. So there you go. Well, let's see. I think EC is getting ready to play some cool music for you at Musica Mundi. So EC, throwing it your way.
Thank you so much, Pat, and a very good evening to you all. It's EC here in Boulder, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. Also coming to you at 93.7 FM in Nederland, Colorado. Today is a day that is many things. But if you are in India, you are celebrating Diwali. So why don't we tip our hat to that and kick things off with some music from Anushka Shankar.